As streaming platforms, SaaS providers, app marketplaces, and cloud-based tools increasingly serve Filipino consumers without being physically present in the country, the government has moved to ensure that these services are subject to VAT on a more equal footing with domestic providers. After several years of going back and forth, the Philippines finally introduced VAT rules for non-resident digital service providers, NRDSPs, in 2025. With more than 117 million people living in the Philippines, making it the world's 12th most populous country, the decision to introduce VAT rules for NRDSPs marked a significant shift in the country's tax policy. Moreover, this decision reduced tax leakage in the digital economy and aligned this Southeast Asian country with global taxation trends. The development of digital VAT in the Philippines. In November 2022, the House of Representatives passed a House bill introducing VAT obligations on NRDSPs for sales of digital services and products to local consumers. The adopted text of the law was then sent to the Senate for approval. However, this took some time, and the Senate finally adopted the Senate bill in May 2024. After the Senate approved the introduction of the VAT for NRDSPs, the law was sent to the Bicameral Conference Committee for further approval. The Bicameral Conference Committee approved the final version of the bill imposing VAT on foreign digital service providers in the summer of 2024, and forwarded the reconciled version, consisting of the previously adopted House bill and Senate bill, to the President of the Philippines. Finally, on October 2, 2024, the President signed the reconciled version of the law introducing the obligation for NRDSPs to register for VAT in the Philippines. The final version of the law provided for gradual introduction, including the development of the detailed implementing rules and regulations. Accordingly, on January 16, 2025, the Bureau of Internal Revenue, BIR, issued revenue regulations. The revenue regulations, which came into force on February 1, 2025, include key information regarding the VAT on foreign digital service providers. In April and May 2025, the BIR published two more regulations setting June 2, 2025, as the date from which NRDSPs must start charging VAT on cross-border digital services. Nonetheless, this deadline was extended to July 1, 2025, due to technical issues with the registration. In July 2025, the BIR published the Memorandum Circular, which clarifies the registration procedure, VAT return filing, and payment rules for NRDSPs. Finally, in June 2026, the BIR issued another Memorandum Circular, which strengthened the enforcement of VAT rules for foreign digital services. More specifically, the circular serves as a guideline for the NRDSPs who have already registered for VAT and those who are about to register. Notably, the circular was drafted based on the questions the BIR received from different stakeholders and includes clarifications and several real-life scenarios. Scope of taxation for non-resident DSPs. Under the Philippines rules and regulations, the NRDSPs refers to any foreign entity that supplies digital services to customers in the Philippines without maintaining a physical presence there. Therefore, the determining factor is not where the company is established, but whether the end user of the digital service is located in the Philippines. Digital services and goods subject to VAT. Digital services that fall under the scope of these rules are broad and cover several categories. This includes online search engines, online marketplaces, cloud services, online platforms, and online advertising and media services, as well as cloud and IT infrastructure, such as cloud computing, data storage, and web hosting. Additionally, it extends to payment processing systems, analytics tools, communication and collaboration software, and e-learning or professional networking platforms. Notably, rules extend to digital goods, such as e-books, music, videos, software, applications, games, and online courses. Furthermore, subscription-based services like streaming platforms, news subscriptions, online gaming access and educational content, as well as licensed digital materials such as access to journals, specialized databases, and cloud-based software systems are all considered digital goods. VAT registration requirements for NRDSPs. Registration becomes mandatory once the NRDSPs exceed annual gross sales of 3 million Philippine pesos, around $50,000, or if expected to exceed this threshold in the next 12 months. After exceeding the VAT registration threshold, NRDSPs register with the BIR through the VAT on Digital Services, VDS, portal. The registration process can be completed without local representatives. However, if the NRDSPs decide to appoint one, they must notify BIR within 30 days of appointment. Applicable VAT rate, VAT returns filing, and other VAT obligations. NRDSPs must apply a 12% VAT rate for any B2C supply. Regarding the B2B transactions, a reverse charge mechanism applies, meaning the local business customer is responsible for accounting for the VAT. However, even for B2B supplies, NRDSPs must register for VAT, issue proper invoices, and submit periodic reports to the tax authorities. Regarding VAT returns filing and payments, NRDSPs must file quarterly VAT returns and pay due VAT by the 25th of the month following the reporting period. All VAT returns must be filed through the VDS portal, and payments must be made through authorized payment channels integrated within the portal. Regulatory oversight and VAT enforcement. The BIR plays the central role in administering VAT obligations in the Philippines, particularly in the context of registration, enforcement, and compliance monitoring for NRDSPs. Even though it is not required, it is recommended to appoint a local tax representative to navigate registration, invoicing, and filing obligations. Importantly, even before registering for VAT, NRDSPs should prepare a pricing strategy and clearly communicate any pricing changes with their consumers in the Philippines. Given that NRDSPs are subject to tax audits and examination by the BIR for both B2C and B2B transactions, they should carefully monitor, report, document, and if necessary, verify with third-party sources all transaction data. Failing to meet VAT rules and regulations may result in the BIR issuing a closure or takedown order, which effectively blocks the supply of digital services in the Philippines. Additionally, the BIR may file appropriate administrative and criminal sanctions. Final thoughts. Taken together, the Philippines' digital VAT framework mirrors the regulatory trajectory seen across the EU, Australia, and other jurisdictions. This underscores that compliance with local VAT obligations is fast becoming a baseline expectation for any digital service provider with a global footprint.